What's
going on? Shake, 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 shake.
The nana coming. Nana come. Nana. 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 Put it in my friend. Nana.
Can't have that, can we, when one of the orange lights isn't working?
No, I've got the light on.
So I've just tightened up the wire. Tightened up the wire?
That's the orange lens.
No orange light.
No green light on.
Yes, the green light's on the microphone, that's alright, isn't it?
Yeah.
But on the monitors we need both the green and the orange light, and there's green and orange on one and just green on the other. So will you remind me to go back and keep checking it?
Go back.
Go back. Mummy, go back and keep checking it. Yes. Both okay. So far so good. So far, so good.
No fast.
Pardon?
No fast.
No what, darling?
Oh, no fast.
No what?
No fast.
I can't tell what he's saying.
No fast. Hey!
No what?
No fast.
Tell us what he's saying.
No fast. Hey!
Oh, I don't know what you're trying to tell me.
Hello, Cyrus. Hello, Bias. Ooh, dear.
Are you talking Spanish again?
No.
No, you might as well be. You might as well be Thomas, because I don't know what you're saying. What I do know is you've helped yourself to a bag of crisps. That's not really what you eat at breakfast time, is it?
Oh, blah-la.
Crisps aren't really breakfast food, are they?
No.
I don't think they are. Right, Thomas.
This is a trailer, a car.
Yes. A train and a car. Oh, do you want to play with them?
Yes. Oh, buy some crisps.
Would they like some crisps?
No.
Oh, look, there's a little fireman. No, it's the policeman from your police car. Yeah, he might like some crisps.
Yes.
But they're not really breakfast food, are they,
Tom? Yes, they're dirty.
Who's dirty?
And your daughter's really dirty. It's not dirty. Fireman Sam's dirty.
The car's dirty, the train's dirty, and Fireman Sam's dirty?
Yes.
Oh. Why are they dirty? Because they've been eating crisps and not had a wash?
No. There's crumbs everywhere.
There's crumbs everywhere?
You're a pilot. You're a car.
You're a pilot? Are you telling him there's crumbs everywhere?
No, no crumbs. Enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it?
Yes, enjoyed it, the driver.
Enjoyed it, did the driver?
Yes.
All right.
That's tasty.
It's tasty, is it?
That's crunchy.
Would you like some nice crispy stuff?
No thanks.
No thanks. Well, I'm going to have some cornflakes, is that alright?
Yeah.
Bye. See you in the morning.
See you in the morning, alligator.
I think you've got a bit confused there.
Hello! Two monies, please. Two monies.
Two monies, please. Is he going to pay?
Yes. No, no money. Thanks a lot, cheerio.
Oh, thanks a lot, cheerio. Yeah. Oh, that's a new one. Thanks a lot, cheerio. Cheerio.
Thanks a lot.
Have you been in a shop where somebody said, thanks a lot, cheerio? Cheerio.
He did cornflakes.
Yes, what would you like, some cornflakes?
No, I'm going to eat the big cornflakes.
You eat big cornflakes? What does big cornflakes mean? Would you like some cornflakes without milk?
No milk.
No, I'll just have it for you then. Without milk.
No milk on it.
Well, would you like milk on it?
No.
Okay. I'm having milk on mine. That's okay, isn't it? Yep. Mummy going to work this morning? Yes?
Yes.
Mummy was just wondering what the marks were on her fingers, but it's all those vegetables I peeled last night, do you remember?
Yeah.
Potatoes and the carrots. I've scrubbed my hands, but it's a bit stained up at the side of my finger. So we're going to work this morning, and then tomorrow morning Dimitri's coming, and then we're going to go to Sonia's, aren't we? And then Auntie Val, Uncle Stuart, and Abigail are coming for their tea. So busy, busy tomorrow, Thomas.
What colours?
What colours?
What colour car?
What colour car? Well, the car you're playing with on the table is a red car, isn't it?
That's a dirty trailer.
A dirty trailer? What are you saying? It's dirty. Have you?
Dirty wheel.
Dirty wheel. You've probably driven it through a piece of food. I do try and wash them every night. Oh, Mummy's going silly. Mummy's just picked up one of your beakers to pour a cup of tea in. Oh, silly Mummy. Silly Billy Mummy.
Don't worry. In a moment.
Don't worry what, darling?
Don't worry. In a moment. All day.
I'll try not to worry. Try not to worry.
Hello,
Mummy. Where's Mummy's pen? Oh, here it is. Doing with Grandma and Grandad?
Something round and rounder.
Going round and round?
It's round and round. Hold it. Ooh. Hey.
That's a drop of milk for Mummy. Where do you think you're going? I think you're going to Stockport or to John Lewis. Probably go to both, haven't you?
Both.
You'll go to both?
Both.
Oh, I've just kicked something else. Oh, look, it's the fire engine. There you are. Look, it's the I think it's the policeman you've got, but it's the fire engine.
Yes, policeman.
I'm sure you can drive the fire engine, don't you?
Yes. No, 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 Peter. Peter.
Would you like me to find the fireman and the police car?
Yeah.
What do you say?
The police trailer. And the car. And the car. And look. Stop. Something.
Daddy tidies your toys up at night, he just puts them all in a box, doesn't he? When Mummy tidies up, she puts all the cars in one box and all the other toys in another box, and then we know where we are.
Yeah.
Still, at least he tidied up, so I suppose I shouldn't have gone back. You really should tidy up before going to bed, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
You do sometimes, don't you?
Two, three.
That's clever, you've just learnt how to clip the fire engine and the police car together, haven't you?
That's two.
Two, are they going together?
Yes.
Hmm. What does that mean?
What? What's a funny noise?
I don't know, there was a funny noise sounding from the tape recorder, but I've just checked it and all the lights are working.
Yeah.
I don't know quite what happened. You see this, Thomas? That's the fireman's hose. That's the hose on the fire engine. That squirts water out. Beebar, beebar. Water squirts out of there to put the fire out.
Let's do wheels.
Two wheels, blue and red. The fire engine has blue wheels and the police car has red wheels.
Beba, beba.
They both say beba, beba, don't they?
Enderman!
We haven't got an ambulance, have we?
No.
You like playing with that police car at Isabel's house, don't you?
Yes, big one and baby one.
A big one and a baby one. Well, it's a police car that's operated by a battery. And it goes on its own, doesn't it? And it's saying beebar, beebar. And when it bumps into something, it flips over and turns into a racing car. And then it makes a different sound and goes very quickly. It's a nice toy, isn't it?
Oh dear. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, they don't. I've got Mummy.
They're coming to talk to Mummy, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, dear. I don't like it when policemen come talk to me. It must mean I've done something wrong. Oh, the policeman's asking me if I've seen a fire around here because the fire engine's got lost. No, Mr. Fireman, I've not seen a fire. Sorry, policeman.
Sorry. A poorly leg, please. A poorly leg,
Mummy. Sorry,
leg. Sonny, a poorly leg.
Oh, Sonny's got a poorly leg, yes. Yes, she has. She's come out of hospital, hasn't she?
Yeah. Bye, sis. Thanks a lot to you.
Bye, see you. Thanks a lot, Julio.
Chat on Mummy and Mummy.
Talk to Mummy a moment. Oh, who's coming to talk to me now?
Got a Mummy fire engine.
The fire engine. Oh, and the police car.
I'm coming.
They're coming. Hello, Mr. Fireman. Hello, Mr. Policeman. How are you today? Oh, have you been in attendance at a fire? Oh, you've worked very, very hard, haven't you? Well, I shan't hold you a penny longer. Bye-bye.
thanks a lot.
Is that what they're saying to me? Bye-bye, thanks a lot.
Leo.
Tom, if you don't want to be still eating breakfast when Mum and Grandad arrive, you better hurry up, I think. But you?
Tom, please burn it, Mr. O'Brien. No, fire out.
Come to put the fire out? Well, I just put a piece of toast in to cook. So if it doesn't pop up and it catches fire, you tell Fireman Sam. I might very well need his services.
Hot fire and some whiskey. Salt.
It's hot, yes, we're making toast.
Fire and some salt.
You tell Fireman Sam it's hot. Do you think the policeman and the fireman would like a piece of toast?
Yeah.
If they've been working very hard.
Yes.
They might be feeling a bit hungry and thirsty, mightn't they?
Hungry. Beeble, beeble. Stop. Get out.
Get out, stop, get out.
Like the policeman, stop.
That's the policeman, Thomas, with the blue helmet, and that's the fireman with the yellow helmet. I think they've been driving the wrong vehicles, haven't they?
Yeah, so by the fire. Mind it. Fire and Sam, it's hot!
You're telling Fire and Sam it's hot?
Yes.
What happens with hot things, Thomas?
Fire! Fire!
Fire, fire? But what else? What can happen to you if you touch something hot? What happens to you?
I'm hungry.
And what are you saying? Are you hungry?
I'm hungry.
Are you hungry and what are they replying?
I'm so shocked.
What are they saying back to you? Yes, Thomas, we're very hungry. We'd like a piece of toast, please. Is that what they're saying?
Yes, hot!
Are you going to have a piece of toast, Thomas?
No.
You've got to eat some cook of it.
A fire and Sam.
It's a fire and Sam. Well, you can share it.
No, a fire and Sam. Fire and Sam too, don't we?
Fire and Sam's hungry too?
Yeah.
Gosh, I've sliced this bread and it's very thick, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think the entire crew on the fire engine could tuck into that piece of toast, it's so thick.
Yes.
Because when we're slicing toast, Thomas, we can slice it very thinly and very thick, can't we?
Mmm. Like it's hot! Hot!
It's hot, yeah.
Fire and Sam, Tom. Fire. Fire coming!
Better go and check in a minute that we've got something ironed to wear today. Because if not, Mummy better do some ironing, hasn't she? There you are, there's some toast there.
Yes, fire and Sam.
Share it with the police and the firemen.
Toast it.
It's fruit bread, this isn't it? Yes. Fruit bread that we've sliced up to toast. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Fire and Sam.
Don't get them too dirty, Thomas. Oh, look, who's outside? Under the table.
Purdy.
No, it's not Purdy.
James.
Look, can you see him?
No, Felix.
It's not Felix, it's the ginger pussycat.
No ginger. No, Pop.
Pop, all good, the toaster's come up. We don't need the fireman, do we?
No, yeah. No, Mummy's. Back up.
Are they getting back in the cars? Have they had enough to eat?
Yes, hungry. Sorry, Tommy.
Bye-bye. Did you say coming or to me? What did Thomas say?
Oh dear!
That tastes good. Tastes nice, Thomas.
No, it tastes nice.
That cup of tea I usually make is I forget to pour it, don't I? It goes cold. That's nice. Can you see all the fruit in the bread, Thomas? That's currants and sort of almonds. Can you see these? Currants, sultanas.
Mummy sultanas.
Mummy's what, Daddy?
Mummy sultanas.
Mummy's sultanas? And mummy's currants. So we made this bread, didn't we?
Yeah.
And when the bread machine goes beep, we add the fruit. We mix up the flour and the water and the yeast and the butter. And when it goes beep, in we tip the currants and sultanas. You sound a bit snuffly. Oh, no, don't do that on purpose. Does your nose feel a bit tingly?
It's down there.
Jingly?
I'm a lane.
What do you say?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, please. Good boy.
Oh.
The sun's shining again this morning.
Not see Thomas?
Not see Thomas? I can see Thomas. He's there. Oh, I can't now because you put your hands over your face. I can see you. And Ginger Pussycat's walked away now.
Walked away.
I think he's gone back home for his breakfast.
Yeah. Gone away. House.
Pardon?
Sue's house.
Sue's house, yes, you can see Sue's house, can't you? She's not been opening her curtains, has she?
No.
Perhaps it's because she's back at work now. She was on holiday before, wasn't she?
No.
I suppose if she's opening her net curtains, she's out of the house a long time, people can see in. She's got new curtains, hasn't she?
That's it.
Yeah, you can't see from here, but she has. We've got a blind across the front of our window, haven't we? We'll pull that across when we're going out.
Yeah.
So that people can't see in. Well, we pull it across often when we're in so people can't see in. Especially when you're watching Teletubbies in the morning, if the sun's shining, we've got to pull the blind across. It's a vertical blind, it's slatted, isn't it? So we can have it fully opened, or we can have it so that we can have a bit of privacy but still see out, or we can have it completely shut. And sometimes when the sun's shining right onto the television, you can't see Teletubbies, can you?
No.
Do we have to shut it properly? But Sue hasn't got a blind, she's got net curtains, so she's either got to have them shut like she's got at the moment, or sometimes she opens them a little bit to let some light in, and she ties them back so they look pretty. Did you see that lady walking past?
Yeah.
She's wearing a blue hat again, isn't she?
Yes, Candy.
Oh no, that's not the lady with the dog called Candy, no. That's her next door neighbour. That lady's called Winifred. And she wears a blue beret in winter, so it must be winter now because she's got a hat on. Mrs. Blue Hat. I shouldn't say that because you'll be calling her that, won't you? Oh, look, the policeman's got a yellow hat, a helmet. His isn't a woolly beret, is it? She wears a woolly blue beret. A woolly blue beret. And she lives next to the lady whose name we don't know, with a little dog called Candy.
Candy, like a sandwich.
A sandwich?
Yes, please.
Who's going for a sandwich?
The pretty. Little fries and little wheels.
Simon Sam has blue wheels and the police car has red wheels. Who's going for a sandwich?
Big Bears eat a sandwich.
Big Bears eat a sandwich?
Yes.
Oh. Do you think the policeman knows there are Big Bears out there?
Big Bears eat it. Yes, not hot.
Not hot?
No.
It sounded like you said not hotty.
Fruity.
Oh, Fruity?
Yeah.
Oh, you good boy, Fruity.
Crisps.
The crisps have gone. I can't remember telling you you could have crisps for breakfast.
No, stop. I could never do crisps.
Did you just help yourself to those crisps?
Yes. Open it.
And you opened it.
This is lunch. I put my mouth and crunch.
And you put it in your mouth and crunch. I know what you did. Ooh. You're pink, aren't you? What are you?
Crunchy.
I think Thomas is a tinker.
Is that mummy? Moment.
Talking to mummy a moment. What are they saying to me?
Not a platform.
Policeman's going to the platform over to see the train. Is he talking to the train driver?
Yeah.
And what's the train driver got to say to him? Do you think the policeman's looking for somebody? Because he's been asking me questions. And he's now gone to talk to the train driver.
Yes, run away.
Who's run away? Some naughty boys?
Yes.
Oh. They've run away from the policeman?
Yeah.
Oh dear dear, what have the naughty boys done?
The police car.
They've done something to the police car?
Yeah.
What have they done? Have they let the tyres down?
Yeah.
Oh dear. What naughty boys. You're not going to be a naughty boy, are you?
No, policeman.
No.
Cross.
The policeman would be cross. You once went into the back of a police van, didn't you, to have a look round? And what did the policeman say to you?
Bolt on, please.
He said what?
Bolt on, please.
The bolt on, please?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what he said, but I know he showed you around the inside of the police van and he said, and I never, ever want to see you in the back of one of these again, didn't he? Yeah. Yes, that's what he said to Thomas.
I'm not a train driver.
I'm going to talk to the train driver.
The platform.
I think those naughty boys let the policeman's car tyres down and then they ran to the train station, jumped on the platform and jumped on the next train, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
A train on a lot of platform.
Mummy's just putting the kettle on to make another cup of tea, so if you hear a little bit of noise, that's what it is. There we are.
Do you want some chocolates?
What? Would you like some raspberries or strawberries?
Raspberries. Yeah. Raspberries and strawberries. Let me hold it.
Sure, I'm just going to cut them up. I've got these. Would you like an apple as well?
No.
No? What'd you say?
No thanks.
Good boy.
Not platform.
Is he not chasing anybody on the platform? They were, sweetheart.
Yeah, well.
Raspberries and strawberries, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like the summer again.
Summer.
It's autumn now. We've still got some sun, but it gets a lot cooler. And all the leaves that we want to grow in spring start going brown and beautiful golden yellowy shades, orangey shades. They fall off the trees and go crunch, 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 crunch. Well, they don't go crunch, 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 but that's the noise it makes when we walk through them. They taste nice.
There's a lot of green leaves.
Green leaves?
Yeah, with grass wash.
Pardon?
With grass wash.
What are you saying?
With grass wash.
You're pointing to the strawberries and saying something that I don't understand. Oh, your daddy's naughty. Your daddy told me he'd thrown that chocolate in the bin because it had melted. He's naughty. He fed to me, didn't he?
Yeah.
We bought 5 bars of chocolate and Mummy hid them on top of the microwave so that Daddy and you wouldn't find it. And Daddy'd obviously found it. He told me last night that he'd had to put 5 bars of chocolate in the dustbin because I'd left them on top of the microwave and they'd melted. And I told him off and I went to check the bin and I couldn't see them and he said they were right at the bottom but they're in the fridge. I've just found them. They haven't melted at all, have they?
No.
Your daddy's been telling Mummy fibs, hasn't he?
Yeah.
When I think for that, when we start eating that chocolate, we won't give any to Daddy.
Oh dear. Cheesy lot.
Are you sharing the raspberries with the policeman?
Dirty fingers.
Dirty fingers?
Yes.
Well, yes, raspberries stain your fingers, don't they?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying earlier on. My hands are clean now. But they've got little marks on that finger, look, where I peeled off the potatoes and carrots. Would you like some more raspberries?
Yeah.
One. Two. Three. Four raspberries. Lovely.
A pear.
A pear?
Yeah.
Oh, look. Who's here again?
Ginger.
Ginger.
Naughty Ginger.
Naughty Ginger. Yes, he upsets Purdy, doesn't he?
Naughty. Naughty Ginger.
Naughty Ginger Pussycat.
It's a strawberry.
That's a raspberry.
A strawberry.
A big strawberry. And it's a raspberry.
Raspberry.
A big raspberry, it is a big raspberry, yes. Oh, I'm peeling an apple and it's just come out of the fridge and it's really cold.
Hey.
This is the sort of thing you would have liked to have crunched on when you were teething.
With the loud on.
Pardon?
The lalas.
Did you say something about lalas?
Better than root roots. the guinea pig.
Can't tell what you say.
And then the Dipsy in the bath.
Dipsy in the bath?
No, Dipsy in the bath.
Dipsy in the bath. You are talking about the telly tummies, aren't you? But you can't tell what you'd say about them.
A Poe bath and a Winky a bath.
Poe a bath and Winky a bath. You're talking about Poe and Tinky Winky in the bath?
Yeah.
There you are, there's some apple as well.
Doggy.
What's the colour doing? Well, the driver's perhaps coming round for a bite of apple, is he? Shall we have this other strawberry?
Yeah.
There you are. Whoops, the daisy. Missed the saucer. A few more raspberries and then that's it.
We did you up now.
We might be going into Didsbury again on Friday. We'll see if we've got any more. We've enjoyed those, haven't we? Stella's enjoyed them.
Not enjoyed it.
You've not enjoyed it?
No, potato. Is a potato there?
A big tunnel. Oh, are you looking inside the raspberry?
Yes.
Yes, whole raspberries, because they're quite big raspberries, aren't they?
Yes.
I've got a hole in the centre.
Hole in the centre.
You're calling it a tunnel, aren't you?
Yeah. What a funny noise.
What's a funny noise? What was it? You crunching the apple?
The bite.
Look. What's the matter?
No, dear.
What's happened?
Oh.
Oh gosh, the flower just fell down. Did you hear that happen? I heard you saying there was a funny noise. Yes, it's part of a plant from the hanging basket. It's just fallen down, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I can hear a little bird going tweet tweet as well, can you?
It just fell over.
It fell over, didn't it? Yes, the plant just fell out of the hanging basket.
Don't worry, flower.
Well, I'm hoping that we'll be getting some nice winter pansies. Because all the hanging baskets that we did in the summer have nearly died now, haven't they? Mind you, I suppose if I watered them all. Yeah, so we're going to get rid of all the old flowers.
Flower.
And plant them with new pansies.
Red flowers on my old flower.
Yes, red flowers on the mat all fall over. Yeah. It was a shock, wasn't it, when they did that? Wonder what made them. Wonder whether a bird landed on the hanging basket, because we heard a bird chirping, didn't we? Chirping.
First of both.
Mmm.
La. No Winky on it.
No Tinky Winky on it?
No.
No Tinky Winky on what?
No Tinky flower. Policeman's on.
Policeman's in your hand.
Not a platform.
He's going to the platform as well, is he?
Yes. Down the stairs. Not a platform though. Chasing.
Who's he chasing?
Mind the fruit.
Mind the fruit?
Yeah.
Yes, you've got to be careful if they're running along. They don't slip on any fruit.
Chasing together and hiding together.
Is that what they're doing?
Yes.
Chasing together and hiding together.
Look.
Look, are you telling me to look?
They'll bite you.
They'll bite you?
No.
Who's going to bite you?
The police can't not bite.
The police can't not bite?
No. Bye.
Bye-bye. I don't think police cars tend to bite, Tom.
No.
Have you finished your breakfast now?
No.
No? Well, I think you better hurry up the car, because Mummy's got to go, hasn't she?
No.
She's got lots and lots to do today. Oh, dear, dear. Would you like some more toast?
No. The bears can eat it.
The big bears can eat it, can they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Okay. That's fine, Mummy.
The elephants eat it.
The elephants can eat it?
Yeah!
What elephants are those?
Elephants eat the toast.
Elephants eat the toast?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they would if they were given half a chance. Elephants eating toast, whatever next. What's what coming now?
This.
Oh, it's a programme starting on the television. It's called Watch. And would you believe it that when I was at school we used to watch?
The lady girl.
Well, that lady is the little girl's grandma. It features a boy and a girl and some parents and some grandparents. And the parents and grandparents tell the children what life used to be like when they were small children.
So oh, the children done.
Were the children going to go in the car? So I would imagine when I was at school, when the grandparents were telling the children what life was like when they were young, it was quite different from...
Mummy, have a tea?
Yes, Mummy's having a cup of tea.
Mummy.
Quite different from...
Mummy, have a tea. Look, Mummy. Look, Mummy.
Oh.
Nana, oh, the tea, washing machine.
Oh, I see, on the television the Nana's having a cup of tea and turning the washing machine on, is she? But when I tell you about when I was little, it's quite different from what my mummy tells me about when she was little, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when you tell your children, it'll be different again. You'll be able to tell them when you were a little boy. We have to do tape recordings every day. Yes. You think they'll be impressed?
Not impressed?
No. Oh, they probably think we're mad. Aren't they? You think we're mad? I'll say, oh, Daddy, you were mad.
Daddy, they're mad.
I'm going to leave now because I can't see the dishcloth. What's happening? Oh, don't do that, Thomas. It makes too much noise. I don't like it. We're getting dressed now, anyway. No, I don't like you doing that. No, I don't like you doing this. No. No, I don't like it. Yes. Come on, that'll do. That will do you, then. Oh, poor Thomas.
pardon?
A police car.
Police car? You can have it, Bab, but not if you have to start banging. Then stop banging, I don't want to know.
No.
You're just having your face washed now. There we are. Now I've got to go back upstairs for your shoes and your toothbrush because I forgot to bring them down.
No toothpaste?
No, you bring the toothpaste either. Yeah. Mummy needs to brush her hair, doesn't she?
Yeah. Oh dear!
Can you see that lady on the television, Thomas? That lady's called Valerie Singleton, and she used to present Blue Peter when I was a little girl. And Blue Peter's still on, isn't it, in the afternoons? Is Daddy still
there? What's Lady doing? Lady doing?
She's washing up. Is she washing up?
Yes, do washing ups.
Yes, we still have to wash up, don't we? Mind you, I must admit, we have a dishwasher, whereas my mummy didn't. And can you see the television?
Yeah.
It hasn't got colours. Like we have, it's all black and white, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, look, and the lady's putting chips in the chip pan. Now, if we have chips, they go on a tray in the oven, don't they?
Yeah. Let's eat now. Oh, dear, we still bashed.
What's she doing with the piece, Carl?
And a bash.
With a bash?
It's a brush of wipes.
Oh, I've still forgotten your shoes, Thomas.
Brush of blocks. Brush of blocks. Lady doing a chips pan. Chips a pan.
Pardon?
Chips a pan. The lady put the chips upon.
She was cooking chips, yes, wasn't she? She was peeling potatoes, slicing potatoes, and putting chips into some hot oil in the pan.
Pots of pots, not.
Yes, and she was washing pots, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And in fact, the sofa, the pattern on the sofa, is like my sister,
Auntie
Janet.
Let's hold it.
Thomas, how do you want to brush your own tea? Auntie Janet used to have the same sofa when she got married. Now, Thomas, the difference is when I brush your teeth and sing the song, I brush as well. You're just singing the song. Come on, let Mummy help. We brush, 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 brush the whole day through. We brush, 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 brush for me and you. Top ones. We need some more paste, don't we? I think you lick the paste off the brush. Brush, 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 brush the whole day through. We brush, brush, brush. Open your mouth. Open your mouth, please.
Brush.
Is it tasty?
Yeah.
Brush, 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 brush for me and you. We brush, brush, brush.
Mint.
It tastes of mint?
Yeah.
Mmm. Well, you'll smell gorgeous, won't you, today? Won't you just smell gorgeous? You've got raspberries all over your pyjamas. Raspberries on your pyjamas.
Yeah.
Let's rinse. It'll come out in the wash, won't it?
Come out in the wash.
It'll come out in the wash. What's happening on television now?
I'm in the lady doing.
Oh, back can't see what they're doing now. There we are, the teeth done. Another wipe of your face.
Tea ready.
Tea ready.
Little lady, tea ready.
Oh, she's got the tea ready, has she?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's something I do remember about when I was growing up, Thomas, that my mummy always had meals on the table at the proper time. Dinner time, as we used to call it. We call it lunch now, but dinner time was at 12 o'clock.
Lady doing there.
She's ironing. And tea time was at 5 o'clock. I think she'd be horrified if she knew that we have tea whenever we get round
lady
to it.
Lady doing there.
Oh, she's ironing some clothes. We still iron, don't we?
Yeah. Lady doing the chair.
Oh, she's sitting. Oh, it's a little girl sitting in the chair. She's probably exhausted. Oh, look, this is something else. Now, you see Mummy do that. Is she ready to get dressed? She's baking, isn't she? She's sprinkling some flour onto a board.
Flour
and she's going to put some pastry on it to roll pastry out with a rolling pin. But you have at least seen Mummy do that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Not very often. But I can manage that. You've seen me iron.
Do lips.
Haven't you? Mm-hmm. Come on, Tom, we've got to get rid of them quickly, quickly.
Lips.
Come on, we're running very, very late this morning.
Oh dear.
Mummy can't be late, can she?
No.
Going where she's going.
Lady do there.
Oh, she's smelling the washing on the line to see if it's dry. Well, when I say smelling it, she's sort of putting it towards her face. But that's something else we still do, isn't it?
Lady doing.
Well, she's checking the washing that's on the line and it's dry, so she's bringing it in.
Lady.
But you help Mummy bring the washing in, don't you?
Yeah.
I give you the pegs and you put them in the basket, don't you?
Yeah.
Right, just lie down, sweetheart, now.
Lady doing.
Can you see?
Lady doing.
Well, I think she's folding up the washing that she's just brought in from the line. So perhaps she's going to iron it.
No, I want to stop. Stop. Stop one.
Come on, lie down, please.
No.
No. Have you had enough to eat at breakfast?
No.
It's
a big light up here.
Is there a big light up here?
No light up here.
Well, it's not lit at the moment, is it? But you can see the lampshade on the board. You're lying on your back getting dressed. You're yawning a lot. You're tired. Just now, very, very still now, Thomas. Please.
No.
Yes.
No.
Don't argue. Isabel's into arguing at the moment, isn't she?
Yeah.
Whatever her mummy says, she contradicts her. Sonia and Isabel and Daddy, what's the Daddy called?
Daddy Rod.
That's right.
When we
go to Sonia and Isabel's house, Daddy Rod isn't usually there. He's like your daddy goes to work, doesn't he?
Right,
let's just put your trousers, some trousers on. Look,
big high.
Big high? Is it high up in the sky?
Yes.
It's high up on the ceiling, isn't it?
That's it. The ceiling.
The ceiling, that's right. The outside of the house is called the roof. But when you're inside the house, the roof is called the ceiling.
Yeah.
Green trousers on today.
Aww.
And you've got your check green shirt and your nice green waistcoat.
Because I think this is one of Grandma.
Oh, Ginger!
One of Grandma and Grandma's favourite outfits, isn't it?
Oh.
They like you when you're in this. Yeah. But you look smart, don't you? Grandma and Grandad are going on holiday next week.
Yeah.
Well, say next week. They're going tomorrow, I think. Come on to look after you, and then they're not staying late tonight. They're having tea with us, and then they're going. They're going off again tomorrow. There's two holidays. Woo! They've just got washed from the last one, haven't they?
Yes.
Unpacked and washed. So they're going again on Thursday, and they're going to be away Thursday, Friday. Pardon you, excuse you, what do you say?
No, me.
Excuse me, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then they're back next Tuesday.
Hold on.
To look after you on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Their life revolves around Thomas.
Head.
You bump your head, well you will if you do that, come here.
Mother. Head.
Go on, what are you, silly boy.
Head.
Waistcoat on, hair brushed, and then that's the job well done. Does Mummy look smart?
No.
Oh, no, saying that. I've got my hair done, makeup on. Smart blouse.
Smart blouse.
Smart blouse.
Here's another trainer.
What's some cotton wool? And now we've got to go, haven't we?
Yeah.
Mummy's got to go. Just wait for our babysitter and let's go. And keep all that there, right? Would you like to get down?
Yes, please.
Oh, you look lovely, darling. You look a lovely boy, don't you? What is
Bubbling.
Oh, is it the birthday cards?
Yeah.
Postman Pat?
Yeah.
Balloons on it.
Balloons
on it? Oh, just a minute, we need to move a microphone, don't we? Oh dear, dear, I forgot to move this, I'm sorry. Well, look at the lion on television now.
Lion.
That's right. The lion says roar.
I just saw the lights on.
Are the orange lights still working?
Green. It's orange.
Green and orange.
Postman Pat. Children and the new attraction. Sis!
What is it? Who's reading out the birthday cards this morning, is it? Somebody sent in a birthday card showing pictures of Bob the Builder, haven't they?
Yeah.
That's nice.
No Pilchard.
No Pilchard? Is the Pussycat Pilchard not there?
No, and Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine, that's right.
No nose.
I'm just going to get my jacket, Thomas.
No. Light on. Sun is the light on. Let's go now.
Yes, I've got to go now. Haven't I? Now your jacket's on, you're smart.
That's Notch's first bowl.
That's right, you Notch.
I don't know what that character is. It looks a cross like between My Little Pony and... Yes, it's Thomas the Tank Engine.
A boy on it.
With a what on it?
Boy.
A boy
driving on it.
A boy driving it. Well, that little boy, it must be his birthday, I think. And they've sent in a birthday card with a picture of Thomas the Tank Engine and the little boy whose birthday it is driving it.
Look, sound. No sound.
No sound?
No. A little bit louder.
No sound. We turn the sound, the volume down, haven't we, on the television? Can you hear the aeroplane?
No.
Where do you think it's going to?
Manchester.
Going to Manchester?
No, baby, Manchester.
It's not going to Spain, it's going to Manchester, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, platform.
No, it goes to the airport, not the platform.
No. Can you do this? Sound! Sunshine!
Sunshine, yes, it's the start of Teletubbies. There's a sunshine. And we're still there, baby.
No sunshine. Is this? No sound.
Is there no sound?
No.
No sound, all quiet.
All quiet.
Can you cop those batteries back, please, Tom?
No. Play with it.
No, you can't play with those. They're not yours.
It's a drop.
You think they're Demetra's batteries, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you think she might need them?
No, there's not one.
Well, you better not drop it there. Gosh, you have to. If it goes on the hearth, Thomas, the fire hearth, it'll smash the hearth, won't it?
Yeah.
Probably won't do the batteries much good either.
No.